The Hawk Chronicles follow the adventures of Detective Kate Hawk, who went from a Baltimore police detective to intergalactic investigator, from fighting crime on the streets to crime in the stars.
In the last episode of the Hawk Chronicles.
Detective Hawk, Mr. Gupta's here. We put him in interrogation room 2.
Did you have a chance to look over those photos the department emailed to you? What would really help us is to find out what was stolen.
I have a very precise inventory filing system, Detective. I have been able to compile a list of what I think is missing, and it's the antenna that tells me what I think someone could make.
Loop antenna.
They are generally always used as signal locators.
Why do you think someone would go through all the trouble of breaking and entering, robbery, and arson for a box of small parts? They could just get that stuff online.
Ha! The same reason most people steal. No money, too lazy to work.
Anybody who could hire someone to steal about $100 in parts could just buy what he needed. This guy was good.
I take it that you have something for me?
Our best guess is some sort of homing device.
The STIP generates an RF signal of 55 megahertz.
If it is, then I can do this.
I'm calling the control desk. Someone should have picked up right away.
Oh no, you don't think.
We might be too late.
And now, episode 7, The Trap.
Come on, pick up!
Yes, Mr. Fairman?
Stokes, we need to go dark immediately. There is a possibility that Von Longer is trying to track our signal.
Yes, sir. Shall I notify control?
Just tell them that I'm authorizing going dark. As soon as I return, set up a feed to control, and I will give them more details. But for now, go dark.
Yes, sir. Will do.
Do you think you did it in time?
I'm pretty sure. He most likely will have to boost his reception to pick up our signal from Martin State. It's about 10 nautical miles from downtown to the airport.
Look, if you end up capturing him, what are we left with? 2 unsolved cases?
Think about it, Detective. What would you rather have? An open case that is really closed, or a closed case that is open to a lot of unanswerable questions, like, how can the suspect be over 110 years old?
Pearman was right. It still left me in an awkward position, though. I'd have to lie to my partner, but it was better than the truth, a truth no one would believe anyway. After lunch, Pearman and I went our separate ways. I spent the majority of the afternoon shuffling papers and looking busy. Barnes was off running leads on a case I knew would go nowhere. It seemed like a great time to work off my frustrations in the gym.
Whoa! I hate to be that bag right now.
Be glad you're not.
You got nice form there, Detective.
You better be talking about my boxing, rookie.
Yeah, well, how are you with hand-to-hand?
Oh, you're ready to get whipped, are you?
Whoa, the gloves have come off.
Over here, rookie. On the mat. First to go down loses.
What do I get if I win?
Bragging rights.
Works for me. Hope you're ready for this, Detective. I'm a lot quicker than I look.
Well, that's encouraging. Because you look pretty. Hi-ya!
Oh.
Slow.
Oh, what happened?
Common mistake, rookie. You signaled your initial move when you dropped your left shoulder, which meant you were going to lead with your right foot. So a quick counter move with my right leg over and behind your leg, an elbow lock around the neck, and a hip roll, and down goes Nelson.
I want a rematch. And this time I might fake my signals.
Wait a minute. What did you say?
I want a rematch?
No, fake your signal. That's it. Ooh, thank you, you big migraine.
What?
Gotta run. And your cheek tastes like cheap cologne. Thanks.
For what? I want to make sure I do whatever I did again.
Kate?
I have an idea. It just might work.
What is it?
Can you set up a dummy signal somewhere we can lead him? Let him track the frequency to a secure location.
That just might work. We'll have to make it somewhere within the city that he wouldn't suspect is a trap. Perhaps your vehicle impound lot?
No, that's too secure. He would need paperwork to get past the security.
To get in, yes. But we don't need him to get into the lot, just near it. You know he'll track the signal, then go to evaluate his options. I believe you would say, case the joint?
But if you take him down right under our noses, You don't think it will cause a distraction?
We just need to get him there. He's on foot. We can follow him and take him at our best opportunity.
This all sounds great, but how am I going to plant a signal in our impound lot without attracting attention?
You leave that to me.
But how are you... Never mind. I don't think I really want to know.
Perhaps that is best. I'll let you know when everything is in place. And Kate?
Yes?
Excellent plan. That's why we chose you.
Thanks. I think... I knew we had a workable plan. I was still worried that Longer would be captured by Pierman's people, and our cases would never get resolved. I was also worried about that migraine Nelson. I'm sure he's wondering what a great idea I had. How is I going to handle it if he brings it up in front of Barnes? I'd better have a good story, just in case. All I could do was go back to the office and go on as if nothing had happened.
I think we might have a break in the arson case.
Really?
We took the composite sketch that Nelson gave us of the man at the scene and compared it to the video surveillance on file. Check out this still. This guy. Right here. Fits the description. I'm pretty sure that this guy is the same man that confronted Nelson.
Well, based on the description, he does seem to be wearing the same coat and hat. But what if this is the same man? What does it really mean? Other than you found someone who was at the scene after the event.
The only lingering, interested person at the scene. This guy went under police tape and confronted Nelson.
Well, you know, he could just be some homeless guy looking for something he could recycle or trade.
But right now, it's the only lead we got. Unless you got something better.
Oh, no. He's probably the best we have so far.
Mac, listen. I have a photo of the possible suspect we lifted from the video still. I want uniforms to show the picture around the homeless people on their beats. Also, send somebody to canvas food kitchens, shelters, thrift stores, any place that a homeless man might go. Right. I want to know as soon as you have something. Okay. Well, hopefully, this will pan out.
And if it doesn't?
Well then, Detective Hawk, that's one less suspect to worry about.
One down and 622,000 to go.
Well, thank you, Miss Rain all over my parade.
I'm sorry, Jim. These last few cases have been a little weird. Whatever happened to dust for prints, gather trace, find witnesses, get suspects, and nail them and book them?
Weird is right. Like that smokestack on the roof? Have we just put that one to bed?
No, I'm awaiting some follow-up. We got some partials, but nothing in our database. We're expanding our search to other databases.
I'm still not totally convinced that was just a prank. There was too much detail in the object. I mean, who would put some sort of biometric device on to open a door? And how'd the door open? I didn't see a visible battery. Plus the hum and the lights.
Jim, listen. We haven't really torn into it yet. We're waiting for more checks. Then we can start pulling it apart. I'm sure we'll find a battery or some power source to explain everything.
Well, I'm still not ruling out a dry run for a terrorist plot. Now, if I was going to pull a prank like that, I'd put an outhouse up there and make sure that it wasn't emptied.
Really? Sounds like you might have been quite a prankster back in the day. Seal juvie records there, Jim?
No. Just a creative mind.
Well, whoever put it up there was certainly creative in their own way.
Don't worry, partner. You know we're gonna catch him. And this arsonist.
Excuse me, detectives. The captain would like to see you in her office.
Thanks. We'll be right there.
Why do I feel like I'm going to the principal's office?
I did that a lot, did you, Kate?
Only once. And no, I'm not going to talk about it.
Well, I had my own personal chair in my principal's office.
Barnes, Hawk, come in. I just need to know where we are on this arson. The state fire marshal is making a big deal of the ignition source. Either one of you has a clue as to why?
Detective Hawk here spotted it right away.
I noticed that the scorch pattern on the floor was elliptical, not concentric. Whatever caused it didn't come from a static blast, like a small charge set on the floor. The angle suggested a low trajectory, like it was fired from a weapon.
Any idea on what kind of weapon?
We're awaiting further trace analysis. But the fire marshal's initial assessment was that there wasn't any trace or residue.
Everything leaves a trace of some kind. Do we have any suspects?
Well, nothing solid. have pretty much eliminated the store owner and his employees. There was no need to torch the place. The items missing could have easily been stashed in a backpack or a lunch bag. And as for an insurance motive for the owner, the store was financially well off. We do have, however, a person of interest. We think he's homeless. We're canvassing local hangouts and circulating a surveillance photo taken near the scene.
Hawk, what's happening with this rooftop prank? I had to pull some strings to authorize use of Baltimore County assets to sling load it to Martin State.
We're erring on the side of caution. It just seems too elaborate to be a prank. But as far as the press goes, that's our story and we're sticking to it.
All right, that'll be all. And Barnes, get the fire marshal off my six. Find this arsonist.
Six?
Behind. Captain was prior service, Air Force. Pilots use a clock system for relative location. 12 is in front and a 6 is your behind.
Ah, that's what they meant.
They?
I was walking by the break room last week and I heard someone say, nice 6.
Detective.
Yes?
Detective Barnes. Officer Mack wants you to meet him at this address. It's a Salvation Army shelter. Someone there remembers giving your homeless guy the coat he was wearing.
Great. Thanks. Kate, this could be the break we need.
Or he could be a homeless guy in need of a coat. Listen, you track this one down. I'm going to go out to the airport and do some follow-up on our mysterious cam.
All right, sounds good. I'll call you if I get a new lead.
Pierman.
I'm afraid we're getting close to arresting Von Langer. How is the decoy signal coming?
Almost in place, but we have a bigger problem. Control just informed me that Von Langer escaped with a guard's laser sidearm.
Laser, as in blaster, set for stun.
I'm afraid if he's captured by your police force, then there will be no way to cover up such advanced technology. We must find him first.
Will the trap be set in time, or will a capture lead to more questions than answers? Find out in the next episode of the Hawk Chronicles, Sprung.